Today we're going to talk about owning dogs. I know we said we were going to talk about Aleinu again, but didn't have enough to put together for the second installment on Aleinu. So when you talk about, I've just noticed that throughout from communities, it's become much more popular for people to own dogs. And generally, when you talk about this topic in Halacha, people will talk about the very serious issue of neutering pets, which is a very, very serious halachic issue, or they'll talk about the Shabbos implications of having a dog in terms of muktzah, in terms of trapping the dogs when a company comes over or whatever, or they'll talk about sometimes the fascinating issue that Rav Moshe deals with, and Rav Soloveitchik dealt with, about bringing a seeing eye dog into shul and service dogs. But I just want to talk about owning a dog. Is it a good idea to own a dog from a perspective of from a Jewish perspective, from a halachic perspective? So there are a variety of different psukim in the Torah that relate to dogs, or psukim in Tanakh that relate to dogs, mostly in the negative, meaning when we give an example of an animal that is like a lowly kind of thing, when you want to insult the person and compare them to a particular animal, so they typically will use a dog as the insult. Vayomer Avishai ben Tsruya el HaMelech, Loma Yekalel HaKelev HaMeis HaZeh Es Adoni HaMelech, meaning when you want to say, think of somebody as a nobody, he's HaKelev HaMeis HaZeh, in Shmuel Beis and in Shmuel Aleph. Vayomer Aplishti el David HaKelev Anochi Ki Ato Be'elai Be'Baklos. What am I, a dog? That meaning it's usually used in a and the Halacha, the Torah says L'Savi Esnan Zona U'Mechir Kelev Beis Hashem Elokecha L'Chol Neder Ki So'avas Hashem Elokecha Gam Shneyem, because that is a less famous toeva, to have a mechir kelev in the Beis Hamikdash. So we do have this sort of negative implication or negative association with dogs. On the other hand, the Torah also tells us in Parshas Bo, I think it is, in Shmos Perek Yirav in Parshas Bo, ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shono, and that the kelev was left the b'nei Yisrael alone when in Mitzrayim. And the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Briya, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account the schar that every single creature deserves, and the schar that the kelev got is Ubasu Besad the Treifa Lo Sechel La Kelev Tashlichu No So. And when you have a treifa, you give it to a kelev. The kelev gets schar for behaving in that instant in history. The Gemara in Maseches Horios tells us that a kelev is Makir Es Kona, that it has a certain quality to it that a dog is man's best friend. Doesn't say it that way. Is makir es kona, that at least he knows who his master is, that there's some sort of relationship that can be built with a dog. And the Maral and the Chidushi Agados emphasizes that point, that kelev is kulo lev, that it's a very heartening kind of animal, an animal that you could develop some sort of actual kesher with. But there are certain halachic issues with owning a dog. The Mishnah Maseches Bava Kamma and Daf Pei Gimel tells us that lo yigadel adam es hakelev elim keino yikasher b'shal sheles, that a person is not allowed to raise a dog unless it's chained down. And Rashi explains, because it bites and it barks, umapelas isha meyirasso, and a woman might be so frightened from the bark of the dog that she'll miscarry. That's just if a woman is pregnant, but anybody might be frightened by the bark of a dog. That's just the most tragic result of the bark of a dog. But in general, if you have something that's frightening people, that's not a good thing. That's not a proper thing to try to do. And what Rashi is referring to is Gemara Maseches Shabbos about a maisa of a pregnant woman that went to bake in an oven in the house, and they had a dog in the house, and she got so frightened from the barking that she miscarried her fetus. The Gemara Maseches Bava Kamma goes on to say that there are certain exceptions. You're allowed to be megadel bi'ira smucha to the border, and you're allowed to be kosher matira b'layla, and megadlim klavim kufrin in Eretz Yisrael. There may be certain exceptions, but the basic reasons not to be megadel kelev seem to emerge from two different Gemaras. The Gemara Maseches Bava Kamma tells us minayin shlo yigadel adam kelev rabitoch beso val ya'amid sulam ru'ua betoch beso tamalomar losasim damim vesecha. Shouldn't have dangerous things around the house. So just like you shouldn't have a staircase without a banister or something like that, that's dangerous, that a person could fall off. So you shouldn't have some dangerous creature that can hurt people around the house. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us kol megadol kelev ra b'soch beso monea chesed mitoch beso, that if a person is megadol kelev ra, he's preventing chesed from his house. Meaning, if it frightens people away, and the way to do chesed is by having people feel that your house is an inviting place, that it's a place where people can feel comfortable, people will want to come. But every time you invite company, the company that you invited has to tell their kids, oh, by the way, they have a dog, and the kids say, no, I'm not going there if they have a dog, I'm terrified of dogs. So that's not a very inviting place. So that's the second reason why one may want to avoid having a kelev. And then the Gemara tells Rav Nachum Yitzchak, says, af porik mimenu yirashamayim, that it's also a distraction from Yerushalayim based on a pasuk, that somehow it's porik mimenu Yerushalayim. So these are three seemingly independent reasons: the danger of it, the fact that it's monea chesed, that other people will think twice before coming to your house, and the fact that it's porik mimenu, or the possibility that it's porik mimenu Yerushalayim. The question, and not only that, the Gemara goes a step further, tells us, Braisa, Reb Lazar, Gadol Omer, HaMagadol Klavim KeMagadol Chazirim, that it's the same as being Magadol Chazirim, and the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina, that L'meikam Alei Ba'arur, that just like someone who's Magadol Chazirim is Ba'arur, someone who's Magadol Klavim is also Ba'arur. The question, though, is whether this is true another detail also, another fourth reason not to be Magadol Klav, but not for everybody. The Gemara tells them Sechba Metzia that an almana should not be Megadol Kelev, and the explanation given is Shemetikal Kelimora. She says that she's going to she's going to be Tesavet Tarbiu. There's going to be some sort of Revia that goes on. Or Tulsa says because of Lazos Vasayim, it won't look good if the dog is always following her around. There will be accusations of extremely immoral behavior. But that's Dafka when you're talking about a woman who's living alone. The question, though, is this only a kelev ra, or is ra just sort of a definition of kelev, right? Meaning, just like amongst people, you find people who love dogs and people who really don't like dogs. Amongst great poskim, you also find poskim who are okay with dogs, some dogs, and others who say, no, ra is the definition of a kelev. The implication of the Rambam in Ilchus Niskei Mamon in Parakei writes that asu cham legadol chazirim b'kol makom v'lo es hakelev. You're not allowed to be megadol a kelev unless it's tied down with chains. The Rambam Hilchos Rotzeach, any michshol that's sakonas nefashos, you have to get rid of, and therefore you have to get rid of, you're not allowed to have a kelev in your house. The Rambam doesn't mention the word ra. Not allowed to have a kelev. It seems that he understands that kelev ra is the same exact thing as a kelev. Hagos Maimonios on the spot says that minayin shlo yamel adam sulam ruah b'soch peso v'lo yigadol kelev ra b'soch peso. And then there is Hagos Maimonios says abel kelev she'eno ra mutal yigadol. If the kelev happens to not be ra, then you're allowed to be megadol b'soch peso. In Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch always quotes the Lashon Rambam, Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpas in Tav Tes writes asul yigadol kelev ra, unless it's tied by chains. And then the Rama adds an interesting caveat. The Rama writes, V'yesh omrim, tahashtot shanushruyim, b'na akum, v'umos, b'cholin yin shari. You have to realize that sometimes there are security needs. And if there's a security need for having the dog, so then it's going to be mutter. U'pochazimayam davar, miyunira imhu kelev ra, sheyesh lachu, sheyazik b'nei adam. But if you happen to know that it's a kelev ra that might damage people, then also legadol, then you really need to tie it down with chains. Now, you didn't see anywhere if they talk about putting it in a fence versus tying it down with chains. One could argue that tying it down with chains is the requirement, that inside a fenced area is not enough, because when you feel that the kelev, a person's walking by and feels that the kelev has too much mobility and can maybe gain momentum, so you start, people who are afraid of dogs will start imagining how the dog is going to jump the fence, how the dog is going to, so it's Dafka, the Gemara keeps talking about shal shalos, and the post can keep talking shal shalos shal barzel that are required. The Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo says that any dog that barks, even if it's not particularly dangerous, but the bark itself is dangerous if it's actually going to frighten people. And probably the one who's the most strongly opposed to dogs and says it in the strongest language is Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Shelis Yaivitz. He thinks that it's an absolute isser to have any dog unless it's constantly chained down with Shashlo Shel Barzel, and he says, and Kol Sakanta Luchumra, which means Chamira Sakanta Meisura, whatever it's studying, you come up with Lahakel, but you have to realize there's one big Tzad Luchumra. Another point to just keep in mind is that it's also very expensive to have a dog. Dogs have to go to the vet, and dogs have to get taken care of, and they're expensive to buy, and they're expensive to care for, and it may not be the best use of a person's funds. It's also, sometimes when once a couple came to me, and I know the family well, they came to me, they told me they were considering buying a dog. At the time, they had two children. So I said, why not just have another child? Meaning, if you're going to be investing all that time and all that money, and, your youngest child is a couple of years old already, have another child. Why do you? So the fellow actually came to thank me last Rosh Hashanah. He said, you should know, we very much appreciate that advice. Because we had another child, and the kids liked the baby much more than they would have liked the dog. So sometimes you just need to make the suggestion that having another child is maybe a good idea. Obviously, this would be different if you're dealing with a service animal, you're dealing with a special needs child, maybe sometimes that could use the companionship of a dog. Each case is going to be different. This is just a begadol, some of the halachic issues of owning a dog. Have a great day, everybody.